Last time we had discussed some of the issues that come of yichud within the family. And there's no yichud between parents and children, between grandparents and grandchildren on a temporary basis, and there's no issur yichud between brothers and sisters either. And that was a major topic. That was a major topic in the world of the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Pei Amud Beis. Let's take a look. Yeah, if you don't have the packet in front of you, you have the Svarim in front of you, let me share it with you now. Here we go. So the Mishnah had laid out, nearly we had seen that a number of dinim of yichud already appear in this Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Pei, and we've been focused last time primarily on the family issues, parents and children, brother and sister, so as the machlokas Rishonim, perhaps the machlokas Ashkenazim is found how to paskin. Now the Gemara is going to pick up with the beginning of the Mishnah. You'll remember we had seen the beginning of the Gemara, a Maitaima Aminani Mili, which we saw Rashba, Pnei Yeshua, Zechol Avraham, and many others understood that the Isser Yichud Doraisa is Beseser, is one on one, according to almost all, if not all, Rishonim. There is an Isser Yichud Minator. The Gemara presents a Psukim, Minoyan Emili. There's some discussion whether the Rambam also believes it's Doraisa or not, but most, if not all, Rishonim assume there is an Isser Yichud Doraisa, but that's Beseser. That's one on one. Once it's one on two, then we said, it's definitely Asim in HaTorah. We discussed last time, or maybe two shiurim ago, and maybe Asim in Rabbanah Mishnah says, if it's Ish, lo yisachid Adam im shtei nashim. To have a yichud, one man with two women, not Isra Raisa, but still Isra Rabbanah. In other words, Reuven and Chagit, to be alone together, if they're not related, that's an Isra Raisa of yichud. If Penina also joins them, a second woman, so that reduces the Isser, but does not eliminate the Isser. It makes a drabanan, but it doesn't. Her presence is not sufficiently inhibiting to make it heter gamer. But if it's Reuven Chagit, and then you introduce Shimon, Reuven Chagit, and then you introduce Chanoch, so the presence of a second man is even more inhibiting than the presence of a second woman. And that's why the Mishnah says, well, yisyached Adam im shtei nashim, aval isha achas misyached im shnei anashim. A woman with two men is heter gamar. And now let's see some more. The Gemara is going to dig into this din of shnei anashim. Shnei anashim, isha achas is no eser yichud. The Gemara is about to present two limitations. So let's take a look at the bottom, at the two dots at the bottom of Pei and Beis. And if you actually have a Gemara or the paper copies in front of you, is the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. If you look here on the screen, it's exactly where the cursor is. Aval Isha Achas. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda quotes the name of Rav. Lo Shanu El Biksherim. When the Mishnah said that Shnei Anashim, the Isha Achas is Mutter, that if they are kosher people. If they're kosher men, decent, law-abiding, Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. But if these people are prutzim, afilu be'asara namilo, even 10 prutzim, still aser. Have a maisa. In other words, adding a power to the situation doesn't help. He's not a shomer. Adding an ishkasher to the situation, so his presence will be inhibiting. But adding a power, the Mishnah Gemara says, even if you have 10 prutzim, one woman is an iser of yichud. Wow. Why? So listen to Rav Yosef's fascinating empirical observation. Amar Rav Yosef, Teida, you should know the Michbir Be'asar V'gam V'kshur. You should know that 10 people would get together and steal a big piece of lumber. What do you mean, you should know? So Rashi says, She'yesh b'masri la'asara. If it's such a big piece of lumber that it's a it requires multiple people to carry it. You need such an enormous beam. You need 10 people to carry it. So Rav Yosef is saying, I never witnessed such a theft. Rav Yosef, there were Amoraim who were Balei Tshuva. Rav Reish Lakish had been the head of a gang. So he had seen plenty of crime. in his earlier years. But Rav Yosef was not a Baal Teshuva. Yosef had never been involved in crime. So he says, I never saw it, but I can deduce that there must be crime committed by groups, because yesterday there was a piece of lumber here, so hundreds of pounds heavy, and today it's gone. It got stolen. Obviously, it wasn't stolen by one person. It couldn't have been stolen by one person. Obviously, you need a whole gang to carry that enormous piece of wood. So he says, Teda, I can tell that clearly people sometimes steal as a gang. They're not embarrassed of one another. We missed a line. We skipped a line. The Gemara tells a story about the line before of Yosef. Hava Masa. And the Gemara says, Beprutzan fil be'asar namilo. It says, Hava Maisa otziu asar b'mita. It once happened, and there's a story on record, that 10 people took her out b'mita. What does that mean? Mita doesn't mean a bed that you sleep in. Rashi says that there was a whole group of men that were interested in being mizana with this one woman, but they couldn't get away with it in town, a small village. Everyone knows what's going on. So they needed to get out of town with her. Now, how are they going to do that? So hotziua b'mita, they carry out a mita in the sense of a stretcher. If you ever go to in America, the typical practice is to bury the mace in a coffin, in a pine box. But in Eretz Yisrael, if you ever go to Levaya, Shalom Neida, in Eretz Yisrael, they carry out the nifter on a stretcher, on a bed, just covered with a talus. So these people were so crazed by their desire, these men were so crazed by their desire to mizano this one particular woman, that they smuggled her out of town. They pretended that she was dead, Rashi says. Becheska she mesa. They pretended that they were holding a Levaya for her. And they put her on a stretcher, and they covered her with a sheet, and they killed Kulima. And then once they got out of town, they were mizana with her. Eshes ish haisa. She was a married woman, and anyone in the village would have known, tongues would have wagged, and all these 10 men wanted to be mizana with this woman, and she consented. And they worked together to make it work. They worked together to smuggle her out of town so they could each have a chance to be mezana with this woman. So the Gemara says clearly, the presence of another parutz is not an inhibiting factor. And that's what the Gemara says, lo shanu, when the Mishnah says, shnei anashim, the isha achaz is mutter, so the first limitation is they have to be ksherim. And that's where Yosef says it's not just gila reis, other crimes also. If they're all participating in the crime, they're all people who this crime is part of their culture, so they're not going to be embarrassed. The gang that steals together, they're not embarrassed to one another, they're all in it together. Okay, now let's move to the next Amud. Payalf Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes again Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, who has another limitation. The top of Pei Alpha Mad Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Once again, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, the same two names. Lo Shanu. Again, he's Lo Shanu as before, introduces an Ukimta, a limitation on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shnei Anashim Ksheim Mutarim Lisyachim Isha Achaz. But that's, we already say it's limited to Shnei Anashim Ksheirim. The Mishnah says Shnei Anashim. We already said Shnei Anashim Ksheirim. And now a further limitation. Lo Shanu Ela Ba'ir. Aval Baderech Acheyiyu Shalosha. This idea that Shnei Anashim Ksheirim is Mutter, that's if they're in town. Then the number is two. But if you're Baderech, if you're on the road, then the number is not two, the number is three. Three men and a woman is a Heter Yichud. Why? Because you only have two. Shami Yitztarech Echad Mehem Lahashtin V'nimsa Echad Misyachedim Ha'erva. Gar says practically, if you're in town and someone needs the bathroom is nearby. But if you're hiking on a trail, if you're traveling from city to city, so then it isn't going to be a nearby bathroom. So if you're a party of three people, two men and a woman, and one needs to excuse himself to relieve himself, so he's going to disappear for a while. He needs to get a few minutes away from the road for privacy. And then he relieves himself, and then he's going to have a few minutes to come back. So if you only have two men and a woman, what happens if one of them needs to disappear for a chunk of time? So that what the other found, Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, but Reuven disappears. Now Shimon and Leah are left alone for a period of time. That's going to, you're setting yourself, you're not setting yourself up for success if you just have Shnei Anashim Baderach. You're setting yourself up to end up in a situation of Yichud. So that's what the din is. If you're Baderach, so then you need to start with three. So that way, even if one disappears, you still have two men and a woman remaining. That's the second din.
Daddy,
yes. Question.
So is the worry here of on the derech, is the worry of having, you know, it may come to an Iser Yichud Daraisa, or is the worry that there may actually be Asura? Meaning, are we guarding from the Bia Asura, or are we guarding from the Iser Yichud Daraisa?
Oh, I see. You are known as, let's say there are two men and a woman Baderech, and no one has disappeared yet. So are they rating violation of Yichud, or just like a Gzeira Atu Yichud? That's what you want to know?
Meaning, is the, if one person, are the Chachamim saying that it has to be three people, because if there's two, it may come into an Iser Yichud Daraisa if one has to leave? Or is it, or are they worried actually about a B.S.U.? Also, if someone has to leave for a minute, is that really enough time for anything?
No, leave for a minute, not. But here again, Ba'ir will be leaving for a minute, but Baderech is going to be a much longer process. It's leaving for, you might be disappearing for a good 20 minutes. In a much, much more rustic situation. We're going to see soon, Baderech sounds a little foreign to us. So maybe I should tell you now that the Ramah, and we open Shulchan Aruch, and let's take a look at that right now. You open Shulchan Aruch. Here, take a look at the Ramah. Yesha Ormim, Yesha Achas, Misyachez, Mishnei Anashim, Ksherim, Imhu Ba'ir. And turn the page, Ramah says. Avalim him prutzim, okay, number one, in prutzim I feel in masara asur. That's the first limitation. V'chol ze ba'ir, this is in the city. Aval basade o ba'layla, afilu ba'ir ba'inan shlosha, afilu ksherim. He says, ba'ir, basade, which is another way of saying ba'derech, or ba'layla. See, that's Beisosu b'shem ha'rivet. The rivet in Sefer Bali HaNefesh points out a more common example of the baderech, the basada phenomenon, is balayla. Because balayla, it's a similar concern. If you're together, Laila here has nothing to do with Tetzach Kochavim. Laila has to do with when it's late enough that people are already drowsing or falling asleep or going to sleep. So the rivet says, look, Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, the middle of the day, it's fine. That's a Yichud. Reuven is the Shomer for Shimon and Leah. Shimon is the Shomer for Reuven and Leah. That's good. That's the Din HaMishnah. But if it's Balayla, so Reuven is the Shomer for Shimon and Leah, what if Reuven falls asleep? It's 11 o'clock at night. So the Ravid says you need to have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi and Leah. So that way, if Reuven falls asleep, you still have Shimon and Levi. Similar to the dynamic that the Gemara is describing by Derech, and obviously a much more common situation. It's a chumrah that by Laila you need a third person, you need a second shomer. It's a kula, although on the other hand, the Rabbi says not only when people might be falling asleep, the Rabbi says even people are sleeping. People are sleeping. So a sleeping shomer is not a full shomer, but two sleeping shomerim are the equivalent of one awake shomer. Because neither one is awake, but either one might awake. If someone's actually awake and aware of what's going on, he's a full shomer. Someone's asleep, he's not a full shomer, but he could wake up. So there's some degree of shmira. So two people, either of whom could wake up, are the equivalent of a single shomer. Again, the language that we use is three men as opposed to two men. But remember, three men means two shomerim. Two men means one shomer. Right? Because two men and a woman, Reuven, Shimon, and Leah, means that Reuven is the shomer for Shimon and Leah, and Shimon is the shomer for Reuven and Leah. So normally, the normal din of Shnei Anashim K'shem that our Mishnah has means add one shomer to the situation. One shomer works. At night, you need two shomer. And a shechter's nusach is a sleeping shomer is half a shomer. A sleeping shomer adds some inhibition. The guy could wake up. There's a chance he could wake up. It's a little bit of a risk, but not quite the same as an awake, aware person. But two such people, either of whom is a risk, they might wake up. So a sleeping shomer is half a shomer. They add up to form valid shmira. So that's the basic din of shnei anashim kshirim, and the basic din of ba'ir as opposed to basada or badarech, and with the more common case, the extension that the ravid has of balaila. And the Gemara is about to tell a story, which I think we're going to pick up with Mirtz Hashem next time. I'll just tell you the story, and you might be bothered. There are a number of It's a halachic story, and there are a number of kashas. And the poskim derives several important dinim from this story. And we'll have to dig into it further next time. We'll pick up with this story, but let me just leave you the story, and maybe some kashas will linger. The Gemara tells that these two people, we've heard these, Rav and Rav Yehuda, we kept hearing Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So now we have a story with them. Rav Rav Yehuda Kazi Be'urcha. They're traveling together, they're on the road, and they're apparently moving quickly, and there's a woman up ahead, they begin to catch up. And now it's just the three of them alone, Baderech, on some intercity road, no one else is around, Rav, Rav Yehuda, and this woman. And Rav says, Gevalt, Dal Karach, Mikami Gehenim. Rav says to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, we better walk quickly. If we hang around here, it's Gehenim. If we hang around here, we're going to be in violation of Yisrav Yichud, something for which we deserve an onesh. So we better move quickly so we don't violate Yichud. How would you have responded?
Rebbe,
yeah.
Is there an issue of potential sakana there, though, if you leave someone on his own?
Ah, good question. So are we endangering her? Maybe we should protect her. Good question. Now, on the other hand, she had been traveling by herself beforehand. They caught up at some point on the road. So that's a very relevant point, which we're going to have to pick up next time, is a question of responsibility for others. What's surprising is that Rav Yehuda says to Rav, I don't understand, but you taught me that Shnei Anashim Kshayim are mutter. Now, what do you expect Rav to respond to that?
We're not with her, just walking by.
Well, that's what they do. They walk by so it won't be Yichud, correct. But Rav says we better make sure to keep walking and not stay with her, because then that'll be Yichud. And Rav Yehuda says, why is that Yichud? Shnei Anashim Kshayim. You would expect Rav to say, but I also taught you, the other memra, that Baderech, you need three, we're only two. He doesn't say that. Instead he says, we're Prutzim. We're not Kshayim. Kshayim are only the big tzaddikim. That's the story. There's a lot going on in that story. Rav is saying something very shocking by the definition of Prutzim. Rav was an incredible tzaddik. And he thinks that he's a parutz. He's a parutz. Who's kosher? So that's one point the Gemara is making. We have to unpack next time is how you define the boundary of kosher and parutz. Another question is that the Gemara did not mention Baderech. Why do Rav have to say, oh, we're Prutzim? Wait a minute, we're Prutzim. Even we're Kshayrim. Baderech, you need three. So Rav says a lot about Prutzim. He doesn't say anything about Baderech, which is telling as well. And then there's a question that Shimon raised of, how about responsibility? Maybe we should be staying to protect her. And then the fourth issue is one that I think Akiva was touching on, which is interesting. This is called Yichud. They're out in the open. What Yichud? We're not behind closed doors. What Yichud? So at least four different issues that we're going to have to pick up with the Mitzvah next time in unpacking the halachically dense story of Rav Yehuda and Rav. Coming attractions, Chevron. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Oh.